most wonderful show is Keeping Up with the Joneses.
AJ Jones.
Yes, sir.
I do like when you call me sir. That only ever happens on the podcast. I think that should be known.
Right. You should just enjoy it because that's the only time you're going to hear it.
It's 7 months since we last recorded our podcast. Uh-huh. And yet, in many ways, nothing has changed.
I suppose.
As in, we're in a basement.
We are.
I am roasting hot, like literally dripping with sweat.
You are sweating and I am freezing
cold. Freezing cold. Story of our life.
Well, my hair is mostly still wet and it is winter. And so...
Baby, it's almost March. How is it winter?
Well...
When's the first day of spring?
Well, I don't know.
Right. March, I don't think you...
End of March?
There's no way it's winter.
It's still winter. Winter, I tell you. Okay, it's in the 60s outside, but it's winter.
Normally, we start our podcast episodes with a weekly catch-up.
Yes.
But that's a bit of a misnomer because our last episode was 7 months ago.
Yes.
And I don't want to spend the whole episode going, what have we done in the last 7 months?
Right.
But there's probably one area that everybody wants an update on.
And that is the baby.
Tell us about the baby.
Sophia Joy. She is lovely. She is 11 months old today. And she's wonderful. She has she has four teeth. Well, the top two have just come through, but we're going to count those as teeth, even though we've just seen the edge of them. And she seems to love to explore and put everything in her mouth that she can find.
I think my favorite thing, though, is how much she loves her brother and sisters.
Oh, yeah. She just lights up whenever they come in the room.
Abby was away on a school trip in New York City for four days. And was it this morning that Sophia saw her for the first time?
Well, Sophia saw her for a little bit yesterday, but Abby was basically a zombie who hadn't slept for 4 days. And she went to bed at noon and slept until 6 o'clock this morning. But so when Sophia saw her this morning, she squeaked and then reached for her. And then she just kept holding her face and going, ee! And it was, I videotaped it. It was so cute.
So the reason we don't have Sophia Joy on the podcast right now is because she's asleep, which is the time that we can podcast.
That's correct.
But she is 11 months, super healthy, such a joy. It's totally her namesake.
Yeah.
And everyone loves her.
Yeah. She likes adventuring and exploring the house, basically. So yeah,
she's everywhere. Yeah. Crawling.
Yep.
Not quite walking. Likes to stand.
Stands and sort of shimmies along things. Yeah.
Our main topic for this week is a follow-up from episode 300.
Yes.
And it would only be fair that we say we released episode 305 7 months ago.
Yes.
And then starting a church and having a baby basically filled our capacity and our bandwidth.
Yeah, we just ran out of time to be able to do anything else. You know, who knew those two things would take up so much time?
Right. And I should say that this is not a return to us podcasting. In fact, this is probably us closing the door on podcasting for this season.
Yeah.
But we are about to open the church that we talked about in episode 300. So episode 300, 7 months ago, that was...
That was longer than 7 months ago, wasn't it?
Well, as long as I can count, it was May 2023.
Okay.
And it's now almost March 2024.
That would be 10 months.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why, again, nothing's changed. This is why I should not be relied upon to count.
It felt so much longer than that.
How do you know it's 10? Like that?
I don't know how to help you with that.
Was it March?
You said May.
It was May.
Yes.
So hang on, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, 10 months. It is.
The cycle has to complete itself. That's right.
Yeah. If there's not counting on fingers, we can't trust it.
I am glad it wasn't 11 months or we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we?
Trust and verify. Trust and verify. Anyway, last 10 months.
Yes.
We've been preparing to build a church. Mm-hmm. I re-listened to episode 300 this morning.
Yeah.
Just for giggles.
Okay.
And boy, oh boy, were we very sweet.
We were somewhat
naive.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, all the things we didn't know that we didn't know
right.
that we now know.
Because you don't know that you don't know them.
Listening back to it is hilarious. But at one point, we rhetorically ask each other, how do we start a church? And we come up with an amazing three-step process.
What was it?
It was, number one, announce you're starting a church.
Yes, we did that.
Number two, gather a team.
Uh-huh.
Number three, launch small and grow.
Okay.
And I was like, well, it wasn't a particularly complex plan, but we stuck to it.
We did do that, yeah. I like it.
Here's what's happened in the last 3 months. We release that episode. And that's literally all the marketing we've done.
3 months? The last 3 months?
10 months.
Okay.
Numbers, who cares? Just a big blur. We released that episode.
Yes.
With no information other than we want to start a church.
Yeah.
This is kind of what we'd like it to be about.
Yeah.
And then our call to action was, well, because we don't know anything, give us your email address and we'll let you know when we do know something.
Yes.
And so we pointed people at a landing page. And God bless you all. You filled in your names and you gave us your emails. And then we just kind of figured out what we're going to do and thought of a name and all that sort of stuff. But then around July of last year, we sent an email to that list because it was the only way of reaching people who might be interested in the church and say, hey, we're going to be hosting an event at our house where we're going to give some scaffolding to what we think the church is going to be. If you're interested in learning about what our church is going to be, come to that event.
Yes.
And we loved it. A bunch of people, almost.
It was really fun.
75% of people who showed up we didn't know.
Yes.
Would that be right? 25% of people we did know?
Yeah.
And we pitched them. Hey, this is what the church is going to be. And again, I can't overstate how little we knew. Episode 300, we didn't have a name. We didn't have a board. We didn't have really anything.
No. Other than, we just had God told us to do this. So we're here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Tell the people. So that was July. Do I have this right then? So July to now is how many months?
Well, we started meeting with the people that said they wanted to be part of the launch team in August.
Six months.
Good boy.
Hey, well, I was going to say 6 months, but didn't just want to.
Yes. So we've been meeting with this wonderful group of people.
Amazing group.
Yes.
That God gave us.
So thankful for them.
Affectionately known as our launch team.
The launch team.
And we've been meeting with them at our house.
Yes.
For the last 6 months. Just talking a little bit about our vision, our values. And the funny thing is, because they're all from different churches, we realize that all churches use the same vocabulary.
But they mean different things, don't they?
So yeah. If you're part of a mega church, worship means a big stage production with lasers and tigers and acrobats.
Tigers? Well, wow.
I'm thinking of a Las Vegas church.
Okay.
But if you're in a house church, you think of worship as one person with an acoustic guitar.
Sure.
And so on and so forth. So you talk about prophetic, you talk about prayer. So just kind of bring some definition to those things.
Yeah. Yeah, and sharing what our values are and that sort of thing. Yeah, so it's been really fun.
It's been very fun, but then there's a whole lot of stuff that you don't think about when you think about starting a church, which is all the legal side, like boards and paperwork and speaking to the IRS and getting insurance and opening banks and learning all this sort of stuff, which has been quite the adventure.
Yes, but that's all like...
Done.
Done.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Woo-hoo!
I'm yours.
We even have our 501c3 status.
We do. We have a 501c3. We have a church building that we've signed a lease with.
And the exciting part is that we are opening to the public on March 10th.
At 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. So yeah, having that building is very helpful.
Yep. It is. If you know Nashville, it's off of Old Hickory Boulevard. We'll give you the address and all that stuff at the end.
Yep.
But yeah, 4 p.m. We'd love you to come and say hello. Pop your head in and come and experience a little bit of Goodly.
Yeah, come see what we're about.
But I thought what we would do is talk a little bit about what we're about.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about the name?
Yeah, let's talk about the name.
You know what I was thinking this morning? Well, first of all, naming stuff is so hard.
Yeah.
But I thought about how many months it took for us to pick a name.
Oh, it was so long. Yeah.
Do you ever go back through the list of names that we had and just think, what were we thinking?
Well, I don't think we really landed on anything except for one previous to Goodly.
I know, but the rejects list is hilarious.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny.
Anyway, naming stuff is really hard.
Very difficult.
But we ended up on Goodly, and the thing that I was thinking was sweet was when you're naming something, you keep the name to yourself because it was just us talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you begin to hear other people use the name of your church, it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
In my ears, hearing it coming from somebody else's mouth.
Yeah, my heart would be like,
oh yeah, we have a church called Goodly. Yeah. Do you want me to have you tell people about Goodly or do you want me to wax lyrical about the shape and the form of Goodly?
You can wax lyrical after. Why don't I say what
tell
goodly
good people
actually means?
What the word goodly means.
So goodly now means, like in today's language, it would mean if you had a goodly amount of something, you have more than enough of whatever it is. So it means more than enough. But it also had an archaic meaning that we really loved, didn't it?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think ChatGPT told us what the archaic meaning was, wasn't it?
I don't know. You and ChatGPT have become very good friends.
I know. I went from fearing.
Suspicious.
To welcoming our AI overlords. But yeah, we were trying on names, and you know, and I liked the sound of Goodly. Mm. I liked how it sounded. Mm-hmm. And then when you write it in script, I loved
the G
and the O's. Yeah. I love it to look at it. I know. I'm a nerd alert.
Okay, so Alan is a font nerd. And so, like, I loved the font that we ended up with, like, that we used for a while. But I probably wouldn't have spent the amount of time trying to find the perfect G that you did, darling.
We hired an amazing designer. We worked with an amazing team of people to come up with our branding. And they found stuff I had never found.
No. I understand what you're saying, but I'm talking about the original typeface that we ended up using until we hired a team and all of that. Even that was like you would bring me in and go, babe, like between this one, and this one, what do you think? And I'm like, they all look the same. No, the kerning and the this and the that. And did you notice the kerfuffle on the side there? Like, I was literally like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It is a bit like being an optician. Is there like one or two?
Yeah.
Three or four.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, yeah. I don't know.
They're all the same. They're all the same.
And it is funny, when we revealed to the church our the typeface that we're using.
Yeah.
From what we had as a placeholder to what we have now.
Yeah.
Which I would say is way more refined. You really, I mean, it's not that you can't tell the difference. You can, but you probably have to have an eye for it.
Right. I can only tell the difference if they're both there.
I got a beating from you though when we were at one point, we were in this like design meeting with our designers, and you know, we're going through this whole branding exercise, yeah. And they reveal this font, and I forget what I said, but I was talking about the letters.
Isn't it majestic?
No,
or something?
That's the American flag.
Oh,
the American flag is majestic.
Equally as cheesy as that, isn't it?
Cheesy. It was heartfelt.
Doesn't it speak to you of?
No, I think I was talking about the robust. The humility of the L.
Oh, that's right. The humility of the L. It was the most humble L we'd ever seen.
Okay. I don't know why I subject myself to this.
I honestly was like, what on earth are you talking about? And can we get on with it? I love the humility of the L.
Okay, well, that's the look, the feel, the sound of it.
Yeah.
That's the meaning. But I think at one point, if I remember it correctly, I asked ChatGPT, what does goodly mean?
Yeah.
And it said that, you know, it means a goodly amount of something is plenty of it, or more than enough. Mm-hmm. But then it said there's a more archaic meaning mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, do tell.
Yeah.
And I copied and pasted it because I could never remember it. The older archaic meaning of goodly is pleasantly attractive, excellent, admirable, or of good quality.
Which sounds like what you want your church to be.
Right. I mean, we love the church.
Yes.
We are devoted to the church. Big C.
Yep.
We love the local church, for sure. And without being critical, we have to also face facts that sometimes church has not been those things. Sometimes church has been dull. Sometimes church has been abusive. Sometimes church has been boring. Sometimes church has been all about power trips. And so if we're going to start a church, you may as well aim at something. Why not make it a church that's pleasantly attractive?
Yeah.
And excellent.
Mm-hmm. And admirable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we love the name Goodly.
Yeah.
And we hope it will serve us well.
So good. I think, too, in the process of, like, when we had landed on Goodly and we're getting all the things together and whatever, we both read a book that really impacted us called A Church Called Tove.
Yeah.
And in the process of reading through that, we... And just being like, oh, our hearts love this. Like, we're so on board with this. Is that Tove means goodly.
Well, the Hebrew word Tove is translated as goodly in, I think, the King James Version. Yes. Talking about old archaic language.
Well, because, you know, NIV is
really
not going to use the word goodly. But
I thought it was really, I thought that was a nice little nod from heaven.
I did too.
So we have goodly.
So obviously when we started the church, everybody wanted to know the name, which makes sense.
But nobody wants to hear about the humble L's.
No, definitely
just
not.
The typography nerds among you.
I'm sure you can get prayer for that.
Well, no, we don't need prayer. We have a page on our website about the logo and the design. And if you're a nerd, you can go read it.
I was like, all of those font nerds, they're going to go right to that page.
Well, I got a really sweet text from my sister.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because
she's in marketing.
I do come
by. She might be a font nerd.
I do come by, honestly. No, my other sister.
Oh.
And she had said, let me find the text, where is it? She said, how exciting about your church launch, Ellen. I loved reading all the blurb about the name and logo. I love that you care so much about the color palette of your logo, right? And I thought maybe she was teasing me. And she said, no, I love it. I'm not being sarcastic. If you care that much about a color palette, how much more are you going to care about the people in your church? And I was like, yeah, you get
it. That's so
yeah.
good, yeah.
Let's sweat the details.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Back off, Trixie.
Sorry.
So, yes, people ask us about the name.
Yes. And then they're asking us, like, hey, what are you about? Like, what, you know, what is Goodly about?
I remember. Do you remember this the same way? I remember.
You'll have to tell me
well,
first.
Well, I was doing my Bible reading and I'd read a story in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 2, and I remember bounding through to you with huge excitement.
Yes.
And with excitement, I proclaimed, I think I know what our church is going to be about.
Yes, I do remember that.
Right. Allow me to share. It's an amazing story, and it's a story we've all heard. We've heard 1,000 times. We went to Sunday school. We've seen videos of it. We've seen flannel graphs of it. We might have even acted it out. It's a very famous story.
I haven't seen any flannel graphs.
You've never seen a flannel graph?
Not of Mark II. I grew up heathen. So
no flannel graphs for a heathen church?
No flannel graphs for me, yeah.
Let me
I skipped right to...
revival.
what were those overhead projectors? Huh. Yeah, thank
no
you.
Overhead projectors.
Yeah,
this is Mark 2.
Mark 2.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home.
I love Capernaum.
Well, I love Capernaum. Did you know that Jesus had a home, though?
I did.
I didn't.
How did you miss that?
I don't know. It's written right there, but he had a home.
Of course he had a home.
All right.
Okay.
And the reason you're smiling is we've been to Capernaum.
We have.
And it's really lovely.
And I've been more times than you. So
okay, well, it's not a competition.
So maybe that's why I knew Jesus had a home.
I see where you're going with that. Let's keep reading. And many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door, and he was preaching the word to them. So I'm reading this, and I'm like, this is amazing. First of all, Jesus had a home, which, you know, is astonishing. I don't know why it was astonishing. I guess I was thinking about the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, foxes have homes, you know, that whole thing. Anyway, he had a home in Capernaum. And all these people were gathered at his house. And not only that, the people must have been hungry to put up with the inconvenience because there's no room for everybody. It's just, it's crazy.
No, and the homes were very small.
Now, did you catch this? What was Jesus doing?
Preaching the word, wasn't he?
He was preaching the word. I was like, this is amazing. The very presence of Jesus. And what's he doing? He's preaching the word. And there's so much I love about that because I love the word of God, but I haven't always loved the word of God. I know that's a bad thing for a Christian to confess, but here's what it means. Okay. Growing up in church, the Word of God was something you were supposed to read. I remember every year in my Christmas stocking, I would get a Bible reading plan.
Yeah.
And I would hate it. It was like eating cornflakes with no milk.
Okay.
It was just something you're supposed to do and yeah. you know, get through.
Get on with it.
But I remember when I was a teenager, I went to a Baptist church and Jim Clark was the first pastor I ever heard that would make the Word of God come alive. And since then, I've discovered amazing Bible teachers. You know, so I'm thinking Jack Deere, for example,
mm-hmm.
John Arnott, Steve Long,
yeah.
Derek Prince. You know, there's people who can make the Word of God come alive, and I love it. And I think it's a tragedy that teachers and leaders and some people in the church have made the Word not appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, people fill that void with something else. Anyway, my point is, it is amazing that Jesus is preaching the Word, and I bet that was a killer sermon. We go on. We get to the story.
But we continue.
That everyone knows from Sunday school. And it says, and they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by 4 men. You know this. I know this. You probably know this as well. But being sick in those days, being a paralytic, was not just a hindrance to life, but it was a total social stigma too.
Sure. Yeah.
Unable to work, unable to provide, mm-hmm. almost a useless person is how some people would look down on them.
Yes.
Right? But here's what's beautiful is the needy knew they were safe in Jesus' presence.
Yeah, I love that.
And without hesitation, they brought him to Jesus. And I love that. I love that the Lord loves us in our neediness. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things that we've done a lot of work on the last couple of years is being present with our needs and not yes. being afraid to be needy.
Yep.
Continues. When they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they'd made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. I love this for so many reasons. The first one is super obvious. The faith of these people tore up Jesus' roof. I'm not sure how happy I would be if somebody tore open my roof.
Right.
Or smashed a window
but
to get into my house.
But they knew he'd be okay for the reason that they were bringing the sick person.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
It's lovely.
But look what Jesus says. He says, your sins are forgiven. Mm. And there's something beautiful that what the man needed was healing, or what the man wanted was healing, but Jesus looked past what he wanted and gave him what he needed, mm-hmm. which I think is beautiful. Jesus is always good at answering the need behind the need.
Yeah.
Now, some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, why does this man speak like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately, Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, why do you question these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise up, take your bed, and walk? Again, I love the heart of Jesus. And I don't think I'd ever read this passage before that he actually welcomed their questions. Mm-hmm. They were all doing in secret. He exposed them, not to shame them, but to actually meet their need.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just the need of the sick person.
Mm-hmm.
He was also meeting the need of the people who were the experts.
Yep.
And he treated them with compassion. I love it. And he didn't just answer them. He also demonstrated their answer by healing the person. Jesus continues, but that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home. And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. Mm. And I love that. There's just this demonstration, this awe, this glory, this worship of God. And so I remember reading this. It was in the morning. It was part of my daily reading. And I just ran through to you and I said, I know what Goodly is going to be about.
So what is Goodly going to be about?
Well, with that story,
yeah.
We've distilled it down to five things.
Yeah.
We are a presence-led church that prioritizes the Word and the Spirit.
Yeah, I love that. You did a post recently on Instagram quoting R.T. Kendall, mm-hmm. Where he talks about how there's been a silent divorce in the church, you know, that there's Word churches and that there's Spirit churches. And we are passionate about both. You know, we're passionate about hosting the presence of God and that he gets the service, mm-hmm. and that he gets to do what he wants to do in our midst, and it gets to look like what he wants it to look like. And we're passionate about the Word of God being spoken well.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about number one.
And I love that in that story, you've got the very presence of God,
yes.
Jesus himself,
him. Yes.
Ministering by yeah. the power of the Holy Spirit and preaching the Word,
yeah.
both and.
Yeah.
And so that's something we want. We want to create space for both the Word and the Spirit. Number two, we welcome the questioning and the curious, because we believe that Jesus holds the answer that everyone's looking for.
Yeah.
I'm firmly convinced that Jesus has the answers. I mean, this is what we're supposed to do for a living.
Absolutely.
And it's upon us as church leaders to be able to explain the Bible clearly and help people with the problems they have with the solution God's given.
Right.
And I love that his house, that he had this wide range of people. I mean, his house, literally a house church, was packed with people from the needy, the hungry, the sick, but also the intellectual, the experts, the questioning, the curious, and he welcomed them all. And that's our heart as well at Goodly, that we want everybody, no matter where they are on their stage of understanding about who God is.
Yeah.
Number three, we build community based on connection.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we really believe that homes are the secret weapon, as it were, for community.
Right.
That having small groups where you can meet and you can form lasting relationships and friendships, where you can be known,
right?
You know, and know others is just absolutely pivotal. It is virtually impossible to make really strong relationships just doing something on a Sunday morning.
Right.
It's a couple of hours. And then you don't see them for the rest of the week. But if you have small groups where you get to meet and do life together and help each other in your struggles and pray for each other and know what's going on, that's just a totally different deal.
Yeah. You don't build community on a Sunday.
No.
But you do build connection in homes during the week.
Yes.
And that's what we're planning. Number four, we have a high value for the type of risk that leads to faith. Because faith looks like something, and it often looks like risk. Mm-hmm. So again, from that story, these people are just breaking down Jesus' roof to get their friend healed. Like, Jesus really rewarded that faith. And actually, this is where the word and spirit thing works, because it doesn't require risk to preach the word.
No.
But it does require risk to put the word into action.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can preach, but we also want to create space each Sunday for the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then number five.
Number five.
We want to see people grow into the fullness of what God's called them to.
Yeah. I think, I'm obviously excited about at all 5 points, mm-hmm. but one of the things the Lord spoke to me about years and years ago when I was like, Lord, what am I built for? And he said, you're built to build people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm also excited about that. I'm really excited about getting to pour in to people and to just see them built up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's two people groups that we're looking for at Goodly. We're looking for the lost.
Yeah.
And we're looking for the saved.
Yeah.
And we want to help the lost get saved and the saved grow.
Yeah.
Like, we very much feel like we're called to reach Christians for Christ and actually help mature people. And, you know, how can we help you grow in your faith? That's
right.
That's what we're excited about.
Yeah. Offer a safe place to grow and to have questions.
Yeah.
And to see God move.
So for the last 9 months, is that what we said it was?
10.
Last 10 months, uh-huh. That's what we've been doing. We've been meeting with a team to dream about creating this environment. We've put in all the structure in place to build that. And very shortly, we're going to be opening the doors to the public. And we could not be more excited.
So excited.
And if you're in Nashville ever, we'd love to stop by and say hi. But if you're curious about Goodly, we would love to welcome you in person. Come see us March 10th, 4 p.m.
March 10th.
We and our team would love to welcome you to Goodly.
And if you want more information about Goodly and just to read that wonderful font page, among other things, our website is really easy. It's just goodly.church.
Yep.
And again, there's tons on there. There's, like, you know, what we believe. And so if you have questions about anything that we've said, you will find probably a lot of your answers on the website.
And answer some questions you might never have had.
Maybe. About fonts and things.
Oh my gosh. Should we tell them about the Friends and Family Service?
We could tell them about the Friends and Family Service.
I mean, they've been with us for years.
They have been. Thank
They're
you.
Practically family.
Thank you for staying.
They're certainly friends.
We are having a Friends and Family Service that is to kind of help us stress test all of our systems.
Right.
You know, because we're just getting everything set up.
Well, like yesterday, for example, I couldn't get our wireless printers in our children's ministry to work. So that was a fun thing.
Yes. So we're trying to get it all kind of put together. But if you would like to come to our Friends and Family Service and help us maybe stress test it a little bit.
Totally low-key, zero low-key. Pressure,
yeah.
Super relaxed environment. We just want to spend some time worshiping with our friends and our family, the people who've been supporting us and encouraging us as we got there. We're actually doing that service 1 week before we open to the public. So that's going to be March 3rd.
Yes, this coming Sunday.
Well, again, depending on when you're listening to this.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
March 3rd.
But March 3rd at 4 p.m., and you can find out information about that service. You can pre-register your kids if you want to bring kids. Go to goodly.church/FF for friends, family.
For that service, we would love to at least know about the kid numbers again, because we're just trying to get it all staffed up.
I'm getting a little bit sentimental.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Well, I'm realizing that this is episode 306.
Yes.
And reasonably, for the foreseeable future, we're not going to be able to keep doing this podcast because suddenly our world has exploded.
Right. But we're not saying we're never doing it again. We're just putting on a hold.
I think we're closing this chapter of our podcasting experience with Alan and AJ.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But we started in 2014. It's now 2024.
10 years.
Which means we've been podcasting for 10 years. And we're kind of saying, yeah, we're closing the chapter on this. So I want to say a huge thank you to everybody who has been with us, whether you've been there from the very beginning, whether you're one of those people who just found us and listened to every single episode, because we know you're out there. You are to Keeping Up with the Joneses as I am to typography. We understand it. But a huge thank you. Thank you for all of our members along the way who supported the show.
Yes.
And amazing. Thank you for being with us on this. And the thing I love about podcasts is they just live there.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So we expect at some point in the future to have the podcast in some sort of iteration, but we don't know what that will look like.
She's not picking up what I'm throwing down.
Well, I'm just
saying. She will not let it go.
Because I haven't heard from the Lord that we're not podcasting anymore. Have you? Have you heard that?
Oh, sure. Bring the Lord into it. Why don't you?
But But I have heard from the Lord to prioritize what he's asked us to do right now, which is, you know, Sophia Joy, our three other gorgeous children, planting a church, having a healthy marriage, all those sort of things. And it's really hard to do all of those things
and
an additional podcast. So for right now, the podcast is on hiatus for the foreseeable future.
Well, there we go. You got there in the end. That's all I was saying. However, if you don't live in Nashville and you do want to be a part of Goodly, it is absolutely our heart to be able to have an online presence too. So right now, the big question we get asked all the time is, are you going to be online streaming? We're not going to be online streaming yet. We will be recording all the episodes and releasing them in podcast form.
Yep.
So you can absolutely listen to that. And who knows how we're going to morph
our
10 years of podcasting experience into helping with Goodly. But a huge thank you from AJ and I. If you've ever listened to an episode, what are you laughing at?
I'm just thinking that sums up the whole last year. Who knows? You know,
last
what's
year,
happening?
Last
Who knows?
3 years. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
But anyway, we love you. Thanks for being with us. We hope you come check out Goodly.
Faith, life, communication, tacos and video games, paleo donuts and the kindness of God, the things we deal with every day. From Franklin, Tennessee, they are just like you and me. Alan,
yeah,
and AJ,
oh yeah,
keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses, sharing their life experiences,
oh yeah,
keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses. They talk about faith in God and everything under the sun. If you are a human being, there's something here for everyone.